Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are in the chapter More About Alcoholism. We're on page 42. I'm going to unpack today one single paragraph, which will be paragraph 3 on that page, way down at the bottom. Quite as important was the discovery, and then into the top of 43 with, I would not go back to it even if I could. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Nan K, the 12 traditions, Laura R. The readers of the text today would be Eileen M., Jackie H., and support would be Elaine T., and to round up this very solemn, awesome team, greeting today, Wendy B., and announcements, Leslie M. Thank you all for that service. The share ID numbers for the previous meetings, yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study is 13184, 13,184, for Monday, July 22nd, 2019. And then this morning, we already had a meeting, and that was at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. That share ID number is 13187, 13,187. That would be Tuesday, July 23rd, 2018. I'm sorry, 2019, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Nan K. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, my name's Nan, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Northern Michigan. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Nan Kay. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thanks, Melanie. This is Laura R. from Colorado, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a clear recording, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And that would be the star 1 function on your phone only, please. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter More About Alcoholism. We are on page 42 at the way bottom, paragraph 3, and it starts with quite as important was a discovery, and we're going to unpack that single paragraph, and it ends with I would not go back to it even if I could at the top of 43. And I will ask Eileen M. to please open us up this meeting today by reading that paragraph and sharing her experience on the directions there for us. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Eileen M., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. I have since been brought into a way of living infinitely more satisfying and, I hope, more useful than the life I lived before. My old manner of life was by no means a bad one, but I would not exchange its best moments for the worst I have now. I would not go back to it even if I could. I love this because I love this paragraph. I have learned to go to my higher power in all of my affairs, not just some of my affairs, because when I look back at my life, you know, I'm powerless over everything. I'm powerless over not only food, but people, places, and things. And, you know, my life would not be satisfactory if I were living in constant fear, for example. You know, I used to be haunted by fear, but now I have a way of life that addresses fear and addresses everything in my life. And it's when I have fear, I just have to go to God right away. I have to trust and rely on this higher power. And, you know, I think about this, what comes up for me also is that my life is infinitely more useful when I'm not consumed by fear. And I'm more useful to others when I'm not consumed with resentment or self-pity. And, you know, it tells me in page 86 to 88, you know, I've been making a regular practice of reading that, those pages in the morning, because that's my preparation for my day. And, you know, it says, it tells me exactly what to do when these crop up. you know, I ask God at once to remove them. And, you know, it's so important for me to make a regular practice of this because, you know, okay, so step two, if I say that I believe in God, you know, what are my actions? Do I actually act like I believe in God? So when, you know, these things come up, that's the natural place that I've learned to go. If I go right to my higher power, you know, and I go right to the steps, you know, step 4 through 9, you know, as I share, you know, I do an inventory, I share it with somebody, I look to see if, you know, what character defects need to go. I pray for those character defects to be removed that come up. And, you know, I talk about it with someone and I look to see if I owe amends to someone. But I just love this paragraph. It really means a lot to me, and I appreciate being able to share today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. Appreciate the kickoff. So now I'm going to open it up for those that want to comment on that same paragraph, paragraph 3 on page 42. If you give me your first name and the first initial of your last name, that would be helpful.
Ginger C.
Jackie, did I hear you, Jackie?
Yes, you did hear me.
Okay, and then I have Melissa. Did I hear Liat TD? Okay, gotcha. Liat, if you can mess with your volume a little bit, that would be helpful for us, though. Okay, so Jackie, C, Jackie H, Melissa, I just heard Adana. And
Darcy.
Did I hear
Darcy C.
Okay, that's all I'm going to take right now, folks, and then we'll mix it up for the next round. Ginger C, Jackie H, Melissa C, Liat TD, Donna B, and Darcy C. Okay, hi, Ginger. Come on in. You're up first.
Hi, good morning, Melanie. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for your service. This is Ginger C., recovered compulsive overeater. And just this beginning, quite as important was the discovery, this spirit down deep within each and every one of us, and these principles, these spiritual principles that solve all my problems. I have nothing to worry about. All my problems are solved. I'm finally living life on life's terms, fully accepting and allowing whatever is. And that was never, ever my experience since birth. I was so maladjusted. I didn't like life on life's terms, and I hated this new information that kept getting presented. It was too scary. It was too hard, and I could never go through it. Not me. And then, thank God, these beautiful bites continued because I no longer could continue eating because I was dying in the reality of this. You know what, Mel? I'm going to hang up because I'm in the hospital and there's a fire alarm. So it's
okay,
just a test,
gotcha, okay.
But I don't want it to strip. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, actually.
Gotcha. Are you passed?
Okay. Yeah, it passed. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I just saw it. We did it a minute ago. I didn't know it would go on. But again, thank God there is an answer to this problem of this food. And it's this power that I lack. And where is God today? You know, God is everything or God is nothing. And I get to choose. And I have to continue to seek. Like Silkworth says, I hope they remain to pray. Always seeking. But I just, you know, I'm just really moved this morning because I am in the hospital and where I work. And 23 years ago, my son was born in this very same hospital. And 4 years ago, we didn't know if he'd be alive or dead. And thank God I had put the food down because my son needed me in a way that he needed his mother more than he'd ever needed me in my life. And I wasn't eating. I wasn't numbing. I wasn't checked out. I was awake, alert, and I was able to walk side by side with him in a very difficult situation. And to see him today, 20 years, and you know, celebrating another birthday alive, and that I'm not eating. And this work that we get to do, you know, I would not go back to it even if I could, because this maximum service, and especially when it's affecting those in our family. So I'm just so grateful that God, that grace of window in that opportunity opened and that I allowed it and didn't miss it. And I pray that if you're eating today, you just put the food down, you get clean, you get out of it entirely. And you just join us. It's amazing what can happen. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. Jackie H., you're up. And then Melissa will come in after you.
Good morning, Mel. This is Jackie H., a recovered over compulsive eater, bulimic, and anorexic in Colorado. what a beautiful, just hope just comes out all over the place in this chapter, or in this little, yeah, in this little paragraph. I am so grateful that I came into this program a year ago. I'm grateful that my food got the best of me, because I was not living a satisfied life, and I sure wasn't living a useful life. And you guys taught me so much, and you taught me that these, I had been in 12 step, but I did not embrace the program like it was meant to be embraced. And I have this time around, and the miracles and the beauty that has come out of it has just been amazing. I can't believe that after the many, many years that I spent struggling with eating or not eating and having this love-hate relationship with food and all the time pushing it down and thinking that there was no hope, tomorrow would be a better day. And you know, food was not ever my problem. It just was one of my solutions, one of my many solutions to my emptiness, my separateness that I felt from other human beings, and mostly the separateness I felt from my higher power, who really I never was separate from, but I felt it. I felt this deep separateness. And you know what? Today, I can still feel that separateness if I'm not tenacious about my spiritual work that I do every day and my connection to my higher power who holds my hand and takes me through the day. And just lately, I've been even more have more of an intention about talking to God all throughout the day and asking for little things. I hear it on the line so much. And what do I eat? What do I do next? What, you know, just actually having this hand guide me in. And I'm learning. You know, I really tried very, very hard. I was the one that was going to solve all my problems, and I did not do a good job. And today I get to lean in to the source that takes care of my problems. And when I have fears, I know that my ego is raging like crazy because I cannot be harmed. The essence of who I am cannot, but my ego really rages and brings up all kinds of fears. Thank you. And as far as living a more satisfying and more useful life, those are the things that came out to me. Satisfying. I have never, ever, ever, ever been satisfied. I couldn't get enough food. I couldn't get enough money. I couldn't get enough boyfriends. Couldn't get enough. And I certainly wasn't useful when I lived in that space. But today I am satisfied and I am useful. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. Thank you, and I will pass.
Thank you, Jackie H. Melissa C., you're next for your 3 minutes, and then Liat TD.
Hi. Thank you so much, Melanie, for your service this morning and every morning. It's Melissa C., recovered compulsive overeater in New York. And, you know, so, like, quite as important as I followed these principles, these steps, right? And the food problem got removed. But bigger and better than that, like, that would be enough, right? But bigger and better than that is every other area in my life has improved. You know, not necessarily getting my wish list. You know, it's not like, nope, I didn't get more money. I didn't get a bigger house. I didn't get a better job. Same husband, same everything, and yet everything is better. There's not one action that I was asked to do or directed to do that did not improve my life. And, you know, I remember feeling at times, early on in my recovery, like, this is crazy, this is radical, these people sound like a cult, and I was afraid, like, what if this is a scam, right? And occasionally, I've had this weird thought, like, is this some sort of, like, scam that I've fell into and I believed. And you know what? And if you've ever had those lingering doubts, okay, you know, if I'm being scammed, this is the best scam ever. It's cost me nothing. It has given me a healthy body, and it has improved every single relationship in my life. I'm a better wife. I'm a better daughter. I'm a better mother. I'm a better teacher. I'm a better student. There's not an area of my life that hasn't improved as a result of these steps. And, you know, and I think, like, that's why we all get on here every day, like, lit up, excited, enthusiastic. My life is incredibly better today because I found my purpose. All my life, I just wanted to be satisfied, and I was looking for satisfaction in all the wrong areas. And how have I become satisfied today is that I have a mission. I have a charge. I've got my thing. My thing is recovery. You know, this has become the focus of my life, and I'm passionate about it because it's given me everything, absolutely everything. And thank you so much, everybody that's here on a day-to-day basis doing all the work to keep this thing alive. I'm eternally grateful. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Melissa C. Liat TD, it's your turn for three, and then Donna B. will follow you.
Good morning, everybody. This is Liat TD from Northern California, recovered compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
It's a little bit faint. If you could speak up, that would be helpful. But if you're not, we're going to muscle through it.
Okay, I'll try. So thank you so much. I love this meeting and I love the big book. You know, I came, for me, you know, different people come from different backgrounds. I came so lost. I came so clueless about how to do life. I am one of these people that thought that, you know, if I decided I'm going to lose the weight, I don't understand why overnight I didn't lose 70 pounds. You know, I had salad yesterday. You know, I just lived by delusional thinking. I still do. You know, I'm thankful for the steps that are breaking them all the time. But I come from a place of being completely lost. And so it took me a long time, and I'm still, you know, to sort things out, you know. And, you know, someone said earlier, Ginger said about, I'm grateful for the window of opportunity that was given to me where I was so beaten up and I was surrendered and I was willing to do all it takes. And the food didn't work anymore. So all I had left is this suggestion that was given to me, and I took it because I had no other choice. And there were times in my recovery that I wanted a bus to just crush into me because I couldn't take it. I didn't know how to be with people. I didn't know how to be a mom. I didn't know how to be a person, how to be a worker among workers. I didn't know anything. And this program slowly, I was just like a wild animal living either to binge and eat and kill the pain or whatever I'm feeling, or go on a diet so I can look representable to the world. So, you know, it took a lot of time to repair this, but I'm so grateful that, you know, I just continued on a day in and day. There were times that I wanted to just die clean and sober in the sense. And so, you know, one thing one person once said in the meeting that really spoke to me that I felt like relating to, and I'm going to close, is that I finally felt that I can feel. I never felt anything. You know, the food was down. And I was in the process in the steps of change of personality that I felt. I knew who I was going on, and I felt how it felt to be Liat. So I'm grateful. I will not change it for the world, and I'm here to continue on and have more revealed to me. I love you all, and I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Liat TD. Donna B., you're next, and then Darcy will come in after you, and then we'll take some more names. We'll have time. Hi,
Good
Donna.
Good morning. Hi, Melcy. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater, and Galenic calling in from Denver, Colorado. Quite as important was the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. And this reminds me of part of the reading that I do on a daily basis on page 86, where it says, we may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. That to me is just a mind-blowing, baffling, amazing promise to relax and to take it easy in the face of indecision and in the face of problems. And what I have found in my process of drawing closer to my higher power and constantly praying for thy will, God, not mine, be done, is almost 100% of the time, the inspiration or the intuitive thought that comes to me is to do absolutely nothing. Say nothing, do nothing, definitely don't send any emails, don't start any revolutions, just relax. Take it easy and wait, pause, see what God has in store for me and for the people around me. So for me, the spiritual principle of doing absolutely nothing appears to have the potential to solve my problems. And that is the hardest thing for me to do. And so I continue to ask God to help me. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna B. So I just want to remind folks, Darcy, if you just give me a second here, that we are on page 42, paragraph 3, starts with quite as important, and into the top of 43 with I would not go back to it even if I could. That's the paragraph we're going to unpack today to see what the directions are. We'd like to hear you share on it. And after Darcy has taken her 3 minutes, I'm going to open up the lines for a few more to comment on that. Hi, Darcy. Darcy C., star one, please.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, great. This is Darcy C. from Kentucky. Thank you all so much for being here and giving me an opportunity to speak. I really just honed in on the line where he says his old life wasn't a bad one, or I can't remember the exact words, but, you know, yesterday was 30 days for me, and I am just amazed at, you know, when I look at, you know, the last few months and years of my life, nothing in my life is really that bad. I mean, I'm so blessed. I have a career I absolutely love. I have 3 kids who are amazing. I'm healthy. I have more friends than I can count. And I just have so many blessings. But, you know, what I know now is I was not present. I wasn't present to any of it. And I wasn't enjoying any of it. I wasn't grateful for it because I was so obsessed with and caught up in my disease. And so, you know, every single day I just feel like God is revealing so much and making my mind so much clearer. And I'm so grateful for this meeting because I just can identify in with everyone as you speak. And if there's anybody new, I will just encourage you not to give up, because when I started this journey in October, it took me just constant in and out. And I just kept reaching out to people and asking, how do you surrender? How do you surrender? And, you know, God is now finally doing for me something I couldn't do on my own. And I just embrace that line because it is so true. And I didn't give up, and I know that every single morning when I wake up, the most important thing I can do, very first thing I can do, is surrender everything to Him, because just like another fellow said, you know, I don't have to struggle, I don't have to try to run the show anymore, because God has that plan for me. So thank you all so much for being here, and thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Darcy C. The lines are now open to take additional commenters on paragraph 3, page 42, if you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name. Hi, Eileen.
Kelly S.
Laura R.
C.
Terry M.
R. I heard somebody R.
Maggie
L.
Laura R.
That's what it was. Hi, Laura R. Okay, now we can go back to the lineup. I can take three more.
Darian
J. Darian J.
Wendy B.
Sir Shelley.
Margot.
Shelley. Perhaps not. I'm going to say that's someone I can hear. I'm sorry, and then Jean Shea.
Margot P.
I got you, Margot. Thank you so much. I did, Kelly. Yep, I did. Here we go.
Sorry. Thanks, Mel.
I got the six there, and I don't know that I can take any more because of time, but this is what I have so far. I have Eileen B., and I have Kelly S., Laura L., Darian K., Margot P., and Jean J. So let's go with that. Oh, starting out with Eileen. There you go. Everybody
good morning. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Okay, great, great. Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene with an R, not an L. Just saying. Irene B., recovered bulimic from Louisiana. Grateful recovered by the grace of God. And I love this passage because it's an inspiration, something to hope for, something to shoot for. There's hope. And for me, God created the miracle of being relieved of my compulsion to binge and purge. And I love to listen in and participate in these meetings because vision is my lifeline. Because I am embarrassed to say I am not very disciplined at all. And when I participate and listen in to these meetings, I connect to my God, who is my source, my everything, who gives me the power that on my own I completely lack. And the problem is for me that I go on automatic, and when I go on automatic, I'm on self-reliance, not on God-reliance. So I am not connected from my source. Whenever I am on self-reliance, I'm not connected. I'm on automatic. I am going on my own, doing all kind of crazy things. But when I hear in these lines and somebody says something about staying connected to God, that reminds me that I need to be connected to Him in order for me to enjoy the life that He promised us. He wanted us to have life and have it abundantly, but we can't do it on our own. We got to stay connected to the source. We got to work this program. And for me, working the program has one major goal, is to stay connected to my source, because as long as I can do that, then I'm okay. The problem is, the moment I stop praying and I go about my business, I forget all about my soul. I forget all about him because I'm on my own. But somebody in this line keeps sharing something that really speaks to me. She speaks to God and asks God what to wear and engages in conversation throughout the day. And I think that's my time. So I'll just say that as long as I engage in conversation with him, like my friend, like a human being, then I can stay connected to him. And that's been my recent discovery, and I hope I can apply it. With that, I'll pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Irene B. Kelly S., you're next, and then Laura L. will come in after you.
Good morning, friends. It's Kelly S., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thanks for all your service, Mel. So whenever I get an opportunity to share on meetings, I like to always take a deep breath and ask my God to to speak through me, and I really like to share to newcomers or people out there that were like me who are struggling for years, decades, like I was for 30-something years in these rooms and had given up hope. So for me, this is quite important with the discovery that spiritual principles would solve all my problems. So this was quite a discovery for me after 30-something years. Spoiler alert, in the next chapter, we're going to find out what the real problem was, which I never understood, spiritual malady. For all the years that I've been around in these rooms, I still thought my problem was compulsive overeating, bulimia, excessive weight. I thought that was the problem. I got it there was 12 steps. I got it there was this God thing, but I thought the whole point was to use that stuff just to stop eating, stop your addiction, stop those problems. I had it completely backwards. I didn't understand. I was putting down the food. I was stopping the behaviors, stopping the other addictions so that I could get this relationship with a higher power because my problem wasn't food. You know, that was my solution. I didn't understand that. For all the years I've been here, and I finally understood that I needed a way to deal with life rather than change it by eating, sex, spending, drinking, drugs, you name it. I think I've tried it. And so, you know, what I had never had was these spiritual principles. And Ginger said, you know, we learn to live by life, you know, life's terms. And I heard somebody say the other day, I'm learning to do life on God's terms. And it's such a different way of life. You know, I put down the food 100%, and now I got to get busy with these steps to have that spiritual awakening it promises after we go through all of them to step 12, right? So for the first time in my life, 4.5 years of abstinence, and I know this may sound crazy to you guys, but for the first time in my life, I can say I am living by principles, spiritual principles. I can call myself a woman of honesty and integrity. Those are huge gifts of this program. And yes, it is trudging this road of happy destiny. Life isn't always easy, but today I don't have to pick up. I can work these steps. Most importantly, I've learned to lean into God. So if for any reason you didn't understand, you know, this is a spiritual malady, guess what? It is. And until I learned that and accept that and was ready to change my life and do life differently than how I'd been doing it, you know, it didn't happen for me. But today I'm grateful. I understand the malady. I understand the real solution. It's these steps, my higher power, and you guys helping me to walk this. Oh, thank God I'm not alone. Thank God these steps are written in a we for a reason. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kelly S. Laura L. No, is it Laura R.? What am I talking about here? Laura, it's your turn, and then Darian will come in after you.
Thanks, Mel. This is Laura R. from Colorado, compulsive overeater, grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. I am so honored to be on this line. I can't even tell you. I remember when I had first listened to A Vision for You, I knew I could be grateful someday because I was in other programs. I was like, how do I get there? And, you know, or how does God take me there? You know, it's just, I called it in the box. You know, I'm in this glass box. I'm in the food. I know there's, like, it's better on the other side. I just don't know how to get out. And I am so grateful that God did for me what I couldn't do for myself and grabbed me out. And honestly, I don't even know how it happened. I just kept fighting. I kept showing up. I kept coming back because, man, like, I just knew it could be better than what I was living. And when I was in the food, I remember, like, I heard my higher power say, Laura, if you could just, like, you know, getting out of the food, you know, I will solve all your problems. Like, it was weird. Like, the food, like the previous sharer was saying, it's not about the food. You know, it's about all these other, it's that spiritual malady. And I knew that that was going on, and I was trying to treat it with the food. But what's so, like, I wanted to be a better mom. Like, really, honestly, like, that's what was, like, killing me every single day. I was afraid of my son. And it makes me really sad to say that. He's the most beautiful, amazing little 5-year-old boy, 4-year-old boy, 3-year-old boy. Like every year I'm like, okay, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. Like, and then the years keep going and I'm still afraid of my son and I'm still in the food and I'm still in other addictions. And it's like, what the hell? Or be a better wife, you know? And what I say by that is I don't want to hurt people anymore, you know? And, the blessing, and again, I'm doing it one day at a time, and I'm learning, and I'm growing, and understanding, and effectiveness, and this is not an overnight matter, and it'll continue forever, but, like, I am starting to learn how to be useful, and how to live in God's world. And that is, for me, who's lived 42 years in my own world, and then I've been told now that I am in the world that God, you know, that God has assigned for me, that is, it's learned, you know, it's something that I have to learn. But yesterday I was just doing some prayer meditation, and I was writing, like, why am I so afraid? And God spoke to me, or I just heard this, like, because you don't talk to me every day. Like, I have, like everyone's been saying, I have to stay close. If I keep close to God and perform his work well, okay. So I don't really have, I have an agenda, but I have got to have that loose. Because if God tells me to move right and I want to go left, there's where the collision's going to happen. And, you know, so it's just like, okay, God, like the previous chair said, I don't have to be afraid if I'm in God's world. But it's when I get into my world that all kinds of things happen. And so I just, thank you. I'll end with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Laura R. Darian K., your 3 minutes now, and then Margot P. will come after you.
Hi there. It's Darian K. from the Berkshires. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Thank you. There's so much here. I loved when you said, you know, unpacking these paragraphs. There's like, I didn't realize there's so much in the suitcase that I can pull out and really look at and use to benefit, you know, my program and my recovery. It's just, it's so amazing. I love this meeting. And I circle the word discovery. I really feel like that is the thing that we have, that we're given on a daily basis, is discovering ourselves, really, and discovering what works, which is that spiritual principle, you know, and just being sort of on that path of discovery, which is really amazing. Scary at times, but amazing nonetheless. And, you know, I also underline solve all my problems. Like, I just, in the past, just wanted my weight problem to be solved. That's as far as it went, you know, find the right diet, solve my weight problem, and life will be rosy. And obviously that never happened, because I didn't discover, I didn't delve into anything more. It was just so surface that it didn't really get me anywhere. And also the part about being more useful, you know, than the life I lived. Helping others, to me, is the useful part of this program. And when I call a newcomer or I help a sponsee, you know, I get off the phone with a natural high, because I have helped somebody, or I've given them just some of the experience that I have, you know, had. And, you know, and getting a thank you, or, you know, thanks for hanging in there with me, or whatever. It's such a nice feeling, such a nice feeling. And it's so much more satisfying than any food could ever be, you know. There's just nothing that could be more satisfying than the feeling I get when I am in the right place spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, because of this program. And so I'm going to connect every day, get my medicine every day, and work my program every day so that I can be that useful person that helps others, and that is satisfied with who I am, what I am, and becoming my, you know, authentic self. I just really feel like that's the goal. So thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you so much. Darian K. Margot P., you're next, and then Jean J.
Yes, it's Margot P., compulsive overeater from Florida. And I'm so grateful to be on this call, because I have not got on this call at 10 o'clock, and I haven't shared on 10 o'clock call. But I'm grateful to be on this call. Yes, I can relate to that paragraph about the discovering the spiritual principle who solved all my problems. And I didn't know that. For the grace of God, you know, in my past, I would just shut the door on my higher power. Didn't want to deal with problem anymore. I just eat over everything, all my problems. I didn't know my ego was in the way. I was dying little by little on a spiritual level. but I was dying little by little. And not today. I have a sponsor. I have a program. I have a healthy food plan and working on my fears. And so it's interesting when I spoke to my sponsor last night doing the step. And so one of the steps, the eight, and it's like, okay, am I ready or not ready? And I wrote some names down, but it was suggested to do something different. And I like it. I never done that before with a sponsor. You know, it's like this is a spiritual lift that I get with the help of a sponsor, because to leave it on my own device, I could do it my way. And my ego will take over. And I sure don't want to go back if I could. But today, I don't want to. And that's like living in one day at a time, you know, with this program. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Margot P. Jean J., your turn. 3 minutes, madam.
Thank you. Can you remind me, what page are we on here?
We are on page 42. Do you want to know the paragraph 2?
Yes.
It's paragraph 3, and it starts way at the bottom. Quite as important was the discovery. And then just that one paragraph.
Okay. All right. I wondered about that. Okay. So in my book here, I have infinitely more satisfying, underlined twice. And indeed, there's no comparison to life outside of addiction when you have known addiction. And I'm very grateful that it was time for me, that my higher power led me to the 12-step rooms where the solution is offered, and let me be miserable enough that I was willing to come around after, 5 or 6 decades. And so I guess the message I have to share today here is that, no foul, no fault, no worry, no sweat. That in fact, this business, you hear occasionally people talk of a God shot when something really good happens. I would suggest that it's all God shots. Every single thing, the pain and the heartache and the joy. And so that we don't have to worry that our path may be circuitous, it may take a heck of a lot longer than we hoped, but we're right on time, right on the money, and our higher powers helping us as much as we will allow so that we can turn around right. And I appreciate that freedom from that anxiousness, and you know, that it's almost like I can be compulsive about getting out of the disease. You know, I'll be compulsive about anything. So kind of resting in that place of trust and faith is a comfort, and I think a truth. And with that, I'll pass. And this is Jean J. in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you so much, Jean J. It looks like we have time for a 2-minute share. If someone's out there would like to share on that paragraph for 2 minutes, please.
This is Julie E.B.
Okay, we'll take it, Julie. You're on.
All right. Thanks. I just wanted to share that how grateful I am. Oh, now there's prayers in the background. Isn't that appropriate as I share about spiritual stuff? Anyway, I'm sorry about that. So it says solve all my problems, and what a beautiful promise. I had nothing but problems, and I thought I had to solve them myself before I could go to any kind of God or higher power. I'd functioned on self-reliance for so long, and then self-loathing and demoralization for so long, that I just thought that the way it worked was I would go through that diet, I would lose that weight, and then all my problems would be solved. And as it turns out, there's something greater than me. There's something bigger than me that would solve all my problems. And note it says that this higher power, I'll still have problems. I have problems today. and some challenging emotions, situations, whatever it is. But deep inside of me, I used to live from the outside in with life hurting me at every turn. Deep inside, I have this unshakable truth that my higher power loves me, cares for me, protects me, and is giving me that deep sense of connection that I kept looking for in other people, places, and things. So thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Thanks so much, Julie E.B. That's great. Appreciate it very much. So that does take us to the end of this recorded session, so we'll start the process of wrapping that up, and thanks to everyone that did share today. So we will close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, and we'll follow that with a serenity prayer together. Jackie H., would you please read? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Absolutely. This is Jackie, recovered in Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We will be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.